This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on how can it be smart to punish poor people without children. One of the least surprising but most depressing reports on early days of the enrollment period for the Affordable Care Act in recent weeks has not been the online application snafus, but has been the number of families that have come walking into our offices throughout Texas and Louisiana, hoping to find if they can finally get health care and discovering that they still don't qualify because their governors, for unfathomable rationales of almost purely punitive politics, refuse to extend Medicaid eligibility. Sure, they can try to apply through marketplace exchanges, but without 2 cents to rub together, it seems a bit like going through the motions. Dr. George Wiley, the late founder and executive director of the National Welfare Rights Organization, used to joke a million years ago about his only organizing ability was to put together a loose collection of unemployed men on 14th Street in D.C., where the office was at that time. Seen in the vernacular of those days as bums in an area of what was once something of a skid row more than 45 years ago in the district, George may have been ahead of his time in recognizing how some of the poor were expendable in the gaps of the public's limited policy conscience. The Times quoted the Kaiser Family Foundation report that in states like Arkansas and Texas and the other holdouts, 4 million childless adults will be denied coverage, 60% of whom will be men. Of 26 million impoverished adults, 16 million are childless. Worse, of the few anti-poverty programs we have left, the Earned Income Tax Credit, EITC, and food stamps are little help here because of a national culture of shaming adults unable or unlucky in finding work. The EITC makes workers under 25 ineligible, period. And without children, workers over 25 get meager benefits if they get them at all. Yet politicians wonder why the informal economy and limited alternatives like drug dealing have appeal. Food stamp regulations are similarly draconian. An unemployed childless adult can only qualify for benefits 3 months out of every 3 years, unless they win something like the lucky lottery and can find a slot in the scarce job training programs given limited funding by the federal government. You have to wonder what they think people are supposed to do to survive the other 33 months out of those 36 months they have to live. Unless the poor learn some adaptation routine that involves hibernation, it sure sounds rough to make it to me. Some states apply for a waiver of this Dickensian poorhouse restriction, but meanwhile the Republicans are trying to eliminate this waiver provision in their callous attempt to cut billions of dollars off the food stamp benefits. All around the world, over recent weeks, we were chided about the government shutdowns with poor jokes like, we don't have a very good government, but at least we have a government. Returning home, all the news is somehow about the fact that the President and the Senate should negotiate with themselves to help the Republicans out of the mess of their own making. The already punished poor should not be among the pawns in this pitiful procedure. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.